Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, last evening, some of the master gardeners and friends visited the Henry A. Wallace Learning Center. And we not only visited, we got to cook and we got to eat and we had a great time. Thought I'd share some of that with you. Now, the Henry A. Wallace Center, of course, is the birthplace of Henry A. Wallace, who served as Secretary of Agriculture under Roosevelt. And not only that, I mean, that's maybe why some of us know that name, but he founded a Pioneer Seed Company. He had lots of research done related to local growing and all kinds of plants. And so a very influential figure in terms of agriculture and the food that we eat now, including strawberries and carrots and broccoli, whatever you name. Probably Henry A. Wallace's research and work influenced what we are eating in many ways. So our main focus last evening was learning more about herbs and getting to taste some and getting to make our own sauces and learning more about the center. One of the things that the Henry A. Wallace Center has is a CSA, Community Supported Agriculture, which means food gets delivered to lots of folks that are growing there. And also it is, the gardens there are the source of much of the food that is prepared and served to guests. You as a group could schedule a program just like we had by calling the center. And Amy Sibbage is the chief chef, that's kind of hard to say, the head chef, that's easier. And she kind of leads the whole experience and a really fun person, a very knowledgeable person. And you could do this with your own group, but you don't have to wait to do a group. And if you don't want to cook, you can always go eat. They are open on Friday for lunch and for dinner. And just call them, make a reservation is preferred, although it's not required. Now, the Henry A. Wallace Learning Center's homestead is located east of Greenfield a few miles and then south, so it's sort of between Greenfield and Orient. But, of course, lots of people put in their phone. You know, we had that kind of help, too. But once you get a few miles east of Greenfield on Highway 92, there's a road, a marker, a highway named for Henry A. Wallace. So you turn there and go south a bit and it's a great place to visit. In addition to, we didn't take much time to do this, but you can walk through all kinds of sculpture, water features, all kinds of landscaping, and a gift shop where you can buy things mostly made by local folks, local artists, people from Iowa. Fun things that you won't find anyplace else. So it's a total experience. And, of course, you could go over and walk through any time you wish. But if you want to eat or you'd like a program of some sort, well, you'd probably need to make a call related to that. So what did we do? Well, Amy, the head chef, had chopped up a lot of things for us so we could go ahead and make a couple of different kinds of sauces. And she provided the jars so we could bring some home. So it wasn't just what we got to enjoy last evening, it was also what we get to enjoy now because we have some of the things that we made to bring home. And I will give you at least one recipe, maybe two, if you're interested in herbs. That was the main focus, is cooking with herbs. But the kinds, not ones that you go, oh, I've never heard of that. But things like parsley and oregano and rosemary and basil and chives. I think those are fairly common and easy to grow and easy to use. Now, part of Amy's philosophy is, and I hope I don't misrepresent this, but she said, you know, I look at a recipe. I do use recipes. I look at a recipe, and then I kind of do what I want. And you can't hardly go wrong when you're mixing together herb kinds of things. You can just put in what you want. And you can chop it up really fine, or you could leave it pretty coarse. You'll kind of do your own thing. And I think that's part of the fun of having Amy lead the group. It's like there's not a black and white here. There's not a rule that says this is exactly what you need to do, but here's a guideline, and then kind of do your own thing. So one of the things that we made and got to bring home and also got to eat on some steak is chimichurri sauce. Now, I know some people love hot, spicy things. Not me. So I liked not only the possibility of doing my own thing, but choosing how much of something I wanted to put in, but both of the, or all three, she had three recipes, all of them were pretty low in the heat category. But if you like hot stuff, you just add a few more red peppers or, you know, whatever you'd like to do to add the heat. So this recipe that goes well on beef, but could be used on, it would be great on vegetables. We had fresh broccoli. Hey, if you don't like broccoli, roast it and put some of this sauce on it. I think you like it. It gives it a different flavor, different texture. So anyhow, we started with 1/4 cup of coarsely chopped parsley, and then added 3 tablespoons of red wine vinegar, and that's a basic good vinegar for cooking purposes to keep on your shelf. And remember, vinegar lasts forever. So if you don't use it often, that's okay. It still will be good. And then we added some garlic cloves minced up, about 2 tablespoons. And then 2 teaspoons of crushed red pepper, optional. Some salt, freshly ground pepper, and some oil. Whenever you're making a sauce like this, you're apt to have both oil and vinegar, which truly was a part of this. So again, I'll repeat those measurements, but it's a basic kind of thing. Once you get this basic put together, you know, go from there. So 1/4 cup of chopped parsley, that's the biggest amount of anything. And then 3 tablespoons of red wine vinegar, and then 2 tablespoons of chopped up garlic, and 2 tablespoons, I think I forgot this the first time through, oregano leaves. And if you don't have fresh oregano, which is what we had because it's growing out there, you can always use dried. But remember, you use less dried, 1/3 less dried, because it's concentrated and more of the fresh. So if we use 2 tablespoons of oregano leaves chopped up, then we probably, if we were using the dried, would use just a little less than a tablespoon. 2 teaspoons of crushed red pepper, if you'd like that, and then salt and pepper to taste, and 1/2 cup of olive oil. You just mix that all together. It's good if you mix it ahead of time, put it in a jar, shake it up, or put it in your blender. It'll emulsify a little bit, but you can just store it in the fridge if you don't use it all. Shake it up, and when the meat is cooked, put it on top. You could use it as a marinade, but you don't need to. You just put it on top of the meat, and you can, the cooked meat, and you could, as I say, a little left there on the plate to put my broccoli around in it. It was very good. So, fun time with herbs. The other one of the other ones we used was called lemon herb sauce. And if you want any of these recipes specifically, just give me a call at KJN and I'll be glad to share them with you, because they came from Amy. The lemon herb sauce had olive oil, parsley, basil, chives, rosemary, lemon juice, lemon zest, salt, and pepper. And all of these could be kept in the refrigerator for quite some time, because they do have the olive oil in them. They're going to be preserved in the refrigerator. But, you know, you can freeze herbs. And just sort of a side note, if you ever use fresh ginger, you know, you buy it in that kind of clump, you can freeze it if you don't get it all used up. So, fun time. And let's see, one last thing I want to throw in here. Just got a few seconds left. If you grow chives, fun thing to grow, and then they start to flower, cut those flowers off, put them in vinegar, and let them stand in the refrigerator, and they turn a pretty pink, and they make the best tasting vinegar to use with your vinaigrettes. Really, we learned that from Susan Applegate Hurst, and Marla Anstey reminded of this last night. So until next time, here's a thought from Curtis Stone. Chef Curtis Stone says, I grow my own vegetables and herbs. I like being able to tell people that lunch I'm serving started out as a seed in my garden.